Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I'm one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I'm your other host, Amy Ravel. We are so glad to have you here. 2021, oh, how we've pined for you. It's like the child that you've waited a year. It's almost like an elephant baby. You know how they're like in the womb for forever? 2021 seems like it's taken forever to get here. And it's got such heavy expectation on it.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what we need to reset.
Reset our expectations.
Our expectations that it's going to be magically so very different from last year. Yeah, I think we might need to just reset our expectations that 2021 is going to be magically solve all of our problems and going to be amazingly so much better than last year.
It's going to be the year when we're all healthy and happy and earn $1 million and travel the world and get our dream job promotion and nobody gets sick. Like, that's the kind of year I think everyone expects. But, you know, I don't want to burst anyone's bubble the first podcast episode of the year. But
yeah, probably not going to happen for all of us across the board. It's not like a horoscope.
Well, if it was a horoscope, because I remember working in not-for-profit in the 2010s, in those years, and they were all sitting like 2020 vision, and it was all meant to be like, you achieve this by 2020 and it's going to be amazing and that's when all our things are going to come true. Little did we know.
So we do welcome to 2021. We are so excited to be here. We really are. And we're very excited that you are tuning in. So thank you, dear listeners, for choosing to listen to us in your brand new year.
Yeah. And if this is your first time listening to our podcast, we are two Aussie professional organisers and declutter coaches. And we host a weekly podcast show about decluttering your head, heart and home. So we cover topics from how to declutter your kitchen cupboards to kids' artwork to dealing with the stuff after someone dies. So many topics, and there's like a back catalogue of a bajillion, so you can go back and listen to as many as you like.
I love your use of bajillion.
Oh, it's the best word in the English language.
Is it in the English language or is it only in the Amy language?
As if it's not in the English language.
Oh, I really want an Oxford dictionary
it,
Oxford. Now.
Bajillion and 11 million.
Yeah, bajillion. I'm going to, oh my gosh, it is in the Oxford.
Is it actually? How do you even spell it?
B-A-J-I-L-L-I-O-N.
And give us the explanation.
An extremely large number used for emphasis. I've still got a bajillion things to do. Well, you know, Amy is in the Oxford Dictionary.
That is brilliant. That's just made my day.
Well, hopefully it hasn't made your whole year.
Not yet. Well, maybe. We are talking today about the reset. So what do you do after you finish a year that for a lot of people has been really difficult and challenging with its joys thrown in? But how do you reset and go again? How do you reinvigorate resilience? How do you get excited about something that you're not quite sure about? And I thought, Kirst, it would also be maybe good to talk about our best of 2020 and our worst of 2020 as yes. We're also going into the reset and what 2021 might look like.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it. What was the worst thing? Let's start with the worst.
The worst of 2020.
Being stuck inside your house for 11 billion years.
11 billion bajillion years. That was pretty hard. I think the hardest thing was watching my kids, or particularly Elijah, struggle with homeschooling and the lack of social contact and, you know, having like over a whole term at home when he's in grade six and it was meant to be the best year ever. So I think that was probably the hardest. Not the actual teaching of the schoolwork, it was just socially watching him struggle.
I think my worst was, as you long-term listeners will know, is when I cracked during homeschooling and cracked in life. I couldn't do work. I couldn't homeschool. I just couldn't work. I couldn't be all things to all people.
Yeah.
And so work was a thing that needed to give during that season. That was pretty hard.
Yeah. That was back in June, I think, wasn't it? May, June.
Yeah. Yeah. It may have been, yeah, I don't remember. I'm choosing not to remember.
Good idea. What was your best?
My best. There's been so many good things in this year. So many good things. So I think it's your turn to go first again.
Well, you think of which one in particular?
Yes. Yes.
I think one of my best has been watching our business absolutely flourish in the second half of 2020, despite lockdown in Victoria for most of the second half of 2020. Our business absolutely flourished. We got to employ quite a few staff. We're getting to see a lot more people and provide services and reaching people. And we've really felt like it's sometimes when you're a business owner, you get that anticipation of it's about to be a growth period, but it kind of just hit us. I think we weren't expecting it in COVID and we were like, oh, it's here. And then, you know, all the things that came with that. But that's been a great joy to watch. And as hard as it's been to navigate it in terms of it's taken a lot of additional work from us as business owners, it's also been a great joy. And I enjoy the process of us working that out, I think. Most of the time.
I think on reflection, I think that that was what you just mentioned was a great thing. I think in my personal life, watching my daughter really struggle with home learning and then really get into her groove at her new school coming out of lockdown, and watching both the kids just really flourish at their new school and have so much joy in their friendships. So I think for me, that is probably the highlight of my year. And another really big highlight is I've been able to join this beautiful church community and during COVID, and it has brought so much life to me. And so I want to thank all of my beautiful friends at Haverfield for bringing life to this weary soul.
I want to pick a second highlight too.
You remembered another one.
I did, and it's actually about Elijah.
You have as many as you want.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's about Elijah too. And it's that he, I think, just before Melbourne went into lockdown in March, he scored the lead role in the school musical of Aladdin, and he was Aladdin. And it looked for most of lockdown like it wasn't going to happen at all. And then last week they recorded it just at the school with a couple of teachers on iPads, I think. So not a great recording, but an amazing experience, and just the joy of him singing and dancing and building his confidence in that has been just a joy to watch.
Yay. Yay for kids getting, for growing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are we resetting? How are we going about resetting for the new year, Amy?
I think part of the reset that I would encourage us and our listeners to do is set vision. And I know we bang on about setting vision, but that's because it's really important. It's really hard to know where you're going without vision. You don't get in your car without a GPS to go somewhere you've never been before and just kind of hope that your gut instinct will get you there. Like, you just don't do that. And
I told my cousin, can I interrupt quickly? I told my cousin, sent me a message today asking for our address. And I said, just divine your way here, my friend. And so exactly to your point, you can't divine your way. You can't get a water diviner and divine your way to somewhere.
I dare anyone to try. In fact, even with GPS, sometimes it's hard. One of our beautiful staff, Belinda, was speaking to me on the phone the other day after she left a client's house and went in the wrong direction. I can't remember for how long. We were on the phone for at least half an hour. So, and the poor thing then was like, oh no, I just drove the wrong way down a main street and now I'm so far from home. So sometimes even GPS doesn't help. But setting vision is like putting into the GPS where you want to get to. You still have to do the work of the driving. You still have to watch out for other cars. You still have to readjust your steering wheel when you want to change lanes. But it helps you to know where you're going. And so I can't value enough the art of setting vision because it's not just I want a good life. It's actually specific things that will help you to achieve the intentional life that you want.
And so what are they for you at the moment, Amy?
That's a great question. I think for 2021, vitality. So I think my word for 2021 is vitality.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot to tell you, Kes. I've got my word already.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, vitality is my word. And it's actually been given to me from one of my beautiful friends, Ellie. And every time she sees me, she holds both my hands and says, vitality, vitality, vitality. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be my word. Like, I really love that. And she's like, that's what I want for you. That's what I pray. I pray for you for that. And I was like, okay, that's my thing. So that's my word. Do you have a word yet, Kirst?
No, I do not. Oh. And that challenged me to come up with a word. We'll see what lands.
You've got till the end of the podcast episode, all right?
Oh, awesome. No pressure.
What do you think vision will look like for you guys this year?
I think before vision can happen, for me, it really needs to have some rest. I really need, I think that having rest is really important, and taking time over the next couple of weeks to really be refreshed and restored and doing what it takes to find rest in myself. I think that really helps to reset so that you can create a vision. I think if you're just leaping from one hot pan to the next, it's really hard to imagine that life is going to be any different to what it already is. And so I think that for me, rest is a really huge component of that. And that doesn't mean like going to day spa every day.
Oh, you sure?
As much as I would like it to be. it just means being very intentional about setting aside some white space in my calendar, but also white space in my head, so that it can process, you know, I can process the lessons that 2020 had for me, and I can dream afresh and have that real reset and have that space to be able to dream. I think it's, I really think having rest. And funnily enough, like you and I were talking before we hit record, we're like, what are we talking about today? And I said rest. And then I was like, no, sorry, reset. And said to Amy, there's only one E difference in the two words. And then she 5 minutes later went, okay, what are we talking about? Rest. And I was like, and we both laughed because no, it's on the set. But I do wholeheartedly think that to reset, you need to just take pause, even if it's just a deep, deep breath, to be able to reset. I think that that breath helps in all of your mindset work. You know, if you're feeling frustrated with decluttering and frustrated that your house is still feeling overwhelming to you, taking a deep breath and centering yourself and knowing that, knowing who you are and that you are more than capable of doing whatever it is that you've set your mind to, particularly if you bring a team alongside you in that dreaming and in achieving a goal, knowing that you may not be the only person who, you know, you may not be the only person who needs to work on these goals. You know, Amy and I have goals for our business and they will not get achieved if it's only me doing the work or if it's only Amy doing the work.
Yeah.
It needs all of us to do the work. So, but knowing that I'm more than capable of doing my part. So just taking that deep breath and centering myself and then doing what it is that I need to do.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was listening to a great podcast where Brené Brown interviews Tim Ferriss, and I can't remember which of them referred to this experiment that was done, but people were offered the opportunity to sit in a room with no visual or audio stimulation for 15 minutes and just to be with their thoughts, or they could pick to be given an electric shock.
80%
of people picked the electric shock.
Yeah.
And they were just, I guess they were even lamenting on our pace, that the thought of spending 15 minutes with no input by ourselves was so terrifying that we would actually pick physical pain, and physical pain with anticipation. So an electric shock that you know is coming is going to hurt more than one that you get without the anticipation, than be with themselves. And so even if the only thing that you do in the rest period is to give yourself 15 minutes with no stimulation somewhere with your thoughts, that's a great gift to give yourself. And I think, you know, if we're going to put out a challenge, I think that's a great challenge. You don't need, as Kes said, to go to the day spa every day, because, you know, who can afford that? And I would get bored. But 15 minutes just with your thoughts.
No, the day spa would kill you.
I know. I've actually never been to a day spa because I'm like, so after the first 5 minutes, what do you do next?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
Because you get to be with your thoughts for more than 15
minutes. Yeah, I'm like, send me to an escape room. That's more of a day spa. So, yes, take that 15 minutes and just sit and be. And if you end up crying, if you end up getting convicted on something, you know, whatever it is, just let it be. Do it.
And I honestly think that it can even be as big as a deep inhale and exhale. Like 15 minutes is awesome, would be wonderful. And we would really encourage you to see if that's possible. But we, like Amy's just said, that's really scary for some people. I was with a group of friends recently and we were talking about, we chat about the Enneagram and our numbers, and we watched some videos, and on all of these videos on several different numbers, the recommendation or the challenge that was given was 1 minute of silence every day. And all of us freaked out. All of us. And one friend in particular freaked out because she's got little kids and she's the main carer, provider of care for her children in her home. Her husband works long and hard hours. And so she was like, I literally don't even have a minute to myself. How could I possibly do that? So to that beautiful lady who I know listens, and to everybody else in that season of life, just putting your hand on your heart and taking a deep breath and remembering that you are made in a wonderful and amazing way is all that you need to do. And if you do nothing more, and even if you don't even do that, you're still made in a wonderful and amazing way.
I think that after a year like 2020, that there's also a kind of shedding that needs to happen as we do a reset. I think if you can imagine halftime at, say, a footy game, and the team's down and they're losing and they can't foresee that they could make up the ground that they've lost. They're tired, maybe their main person is injured, and the coach gets them together. What the coach is doing at that point is helping them to establish a reset. And so sometimes that reset is acknowledging, okay, guys, I can see that we've struggled in that first half. A few of you are injured, and acknowledging that. But then what the acknowledgement and the reset is about is like, okay, what are we going to do about that now? And so I feel like there's going to be a lot of us that need to finish 2020 with a, okay, we fell down, and let's talk specifically decluttering and organizing. The house looks a billion times worse than it did 12 months ago. I feel like I've got more mental tabs open. I feel like I've dropped the ball in getting the kids to help with chores and schedules and routines and habits. I've totally dropped the ball. But what can I do to fix that for 2021? What are the small steps I can take? What are the big steps I can take? Who are the people that I need to surround myself with? And we want to kind of be those coaches at the halfway point going, come on, like, this is what we can do. We can come alongside you. Okay, yes, this happened in 2020. It was hard, flipping hard. 2021, it has the possibility to be your best year yet, which seems so unbelievable coming out of 2020, but it actually does. For some of you, 2021 is going to be the year you look back on with such amazement of the things that happened. And so I want there too to be a real sense of hope in that reset. Like, you may feel like you're behind the eight ball, but you could come back and kick that winning goal and make the year incredible.
And it is nothing but possibilities at this
point. Yes.
We're only 4 days in. And if you listen to it after the 4 days in, you've still got so many days ahead of you. So it is filled with endless possibilities. Let's make it a beautiful, beautiful year.
And if you're listening to this episode as the first of 2021 and thinking, are the girls going to talk about New Year's resolutions? No, they're terrible. We hate them. We never stick to them, and neither do you, so let's just call it. But maybe there is a habit that you can work on that you're not expecting yourself to be perfect on, and it could be that you're going to open the mail every day, or that you're going to keep the bench clear, or that you're going to wash the school lunch boxes when you get home instead of them piling up before dinner. So I think there's also that. It is somewhat of a resolution because you're saying to yourself, this is a habit I want to develop. But you need things like accountability, and you need to know, actually, is it even possible? Is there time for me to wash the school lunch boxes before I start cooking dinner? So Kirst, is there any things like that that you think as we go into the new year that could be helpful for people?
I really loved a picture that our beautiful friend Ruth put up in our Head, Heart and Home course this week. It was such a beautiful image. So we'll put a link to it. We'll put it up in our Facebook, our main Facebook community group as well, because it was just, it really struck a chord with me. So it's an image of two ladders, and one has got really big gaps in between the rungs, and the other one had lots of small gap in between each rung.
Every rung on the gappy ladder, there was two rungs on the other ladder.
Yeah, and so what did it say? It was something around the concept that it's easier to make small steps and rather than big steps. And I just thought that visualization was really, really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. That, like, you both people at the bottom of the ladders will eventually get to the top, but it's so much harder for that person with the big gaps in between the rungs, mm-hmm, to get to the top, because they literally, like, have to ninja warrior between the two rungs, whereas this ladder with the small spaces in between the rungs, it's easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a small steps and you'll get to your goal. So yeah,
that was beautiful.
What are some of the small 2-minute, we've called them micro declutters. We've, mm-hmm, got a whole episode called Bingo.
It's called the micro declutter.
Micro declutter.
Yeah, and it's got a declutter bingo game that goes with, yeah, it.
Thank you, Amy. We've got over 230 episodes to keep in my little brain.
I don't know what number sometimes it is. Sorry, micro declutter.
Wow.
Can I take a guess?
Go.
Micro declutter. I'm going to go, I don't know, 47.
Okay, we'll see if the Rain Man brain has worked.
All right.
But that episode is really helpful because we talk about all these tiny little things that you can do with 2 minutes. So what are you staring at right now that you could take 2 minutes just to either clean it up or tidy it away or declutter? So can you go, when you're making your next cup of tea, can you look in the teaspoons and see if you've got too many teaspoons? Could you get rid of 1 or 2 teaspoons? And next time you're cooking spaghetti sauce, could you declutter the wooden spoons? How many can you actually use at the one time? When you're taking the kids for a bath next time, could you look at all the bath toys and look to see if there are any that have got moldy, gross stuff inside them and get rid of them? That's really quick and easy. When you are washing up the dishes at night, before you sit down to watch TV, could you make lunches for the next day so that you're ahead for your next day? Could you, next time you're in your wardrobe and you're trying to decide which t-shirt to wear or which shirt to wear, could you take one that you know that you're never going to wear, or one next time you put it on and you take it straight back off to replace it with one that you do feel comfortable in? Instead of putting it back on the rack, how about you put it in your donate pile instead?
Awesome ideas, Kirst. I actually wonder if one of the tricks to starting 2021 with decluttering in mind is actually to create a home where you want to put all your donations as you declutter. Because I think one of the things that can be tricky is people say, okay, well, I was opening a can of tuna and I decided I didn't need 3 can openers. So I took 2 out and put them on the corner of the bench. And then, like, a month later, they're still sitting on the corner of the bench, but now they're holding down school newsletters and junk mail. What I find really, really helpful is we have cupboards near our front door and I have just a small container in there that's probably, like, it's an A4 size, and what goes in there is anything we've decided to declutter without me having to make a trip to the op shop. Now, I go to the op shop almost every day because I go with client stuff, but I'm not taking my stuff every day. So what we find super helpful is as soon as anything is going to go out, so the kids put a t-shirt on and then they come out and go, is this too small? I'm like, yes, take it off. Put it in the op shop box, and so, or a thrift store box. If you're in the States, you're like, what's an op shop? It's a secondhand place that you could donate to and then they sell it for profit. So having a box like that, it's next to our returns box, for those of you who have heard me talk about our returns box. And that's really, really helpful because it doesn't matter if there's one thing in there and it sits there in there for a month. it's at least decluttered and I don't have to make any decision about it again. I'm not just moving it around thinking I really should declutter that. It's in there and it's going.
Awesome. Well, Amy, do you have a review?
Oh, I do have a review. Let me open it up. I do. This review is from Chantel Griffin. She left it on Apple Podcasts and she left it just over a month ago. And it says, so it's titled Always the Best and it's a 5-star review. And Chantel says, a brilliant and exceptionally helpful podcast covering all forms of decluttering. A must listen to for anyone who struggles with clutter or mess. Also fantastic for listening to for ideas around the home. Thanks, Chantel.
Yay. Thank you, Chantel.
You too can leave a review. So if you are listening to this review and it is raining outside, whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere, if it is raining while you listen to this podcast, we would like you to stop right now and leave a review on Apple Podcasts for us. And that helps us to reach new people. It's the best thing you can do for us as a podcast listener. Our podcasts are obviously free to listen to, but you sharing it enables us to reach more people. So if it's raining, that's your call out.
Love it. So we hope that 2021 for you is your best year yet.
Yeah.
We hope that you can come up with a word, maybe like Amy has, that you can put your hand on your heart and take a deep breath, that you may even be able to find 15 minutes to sit and just rest before you dream about what 2021 will bring for you, and that you might start doing some micro declutters or do some really small changes of habits so that you can start off on the right foot in 2021.
We cannot wait to be with you next week. We will see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.